I don't know. Quarantine did it. I just decided not to shave or anything for about 3 or 4 weeks, and this came out of nowhere. I didn't even know I could grow it. So now that I got it, I don't want to get rid of it anytime soon. Yeah, I mean, we've been working hard for the past few months. I think we're very well conditioned. Our bodies definitely had more than enough time to rest. So I think we're in pretty good shape, and I think we should be able to hit the ground rolling, having this much time to, I guess, get the team chemistry going before the season actually starts.
It's interesting, I've had something discussed a little bit. The late you had, if you had only had a month or 6 weeks to get everyone together, it would have been hard to gel.
Yeah, I think it just depends on how you look at it, but for us, we always try to keep an optimistic approach, and I think the more time we've been able to spend together, the better, especially because we've had so many new pieces this year. So, the more time, the better for us. That's the way we've looked at it. I won't know until we're out there on the floor. But, like I said, we've been playing and practicing pretty hard for months. So even though preseason officially started not too long ago, we feel like we're way past ahead of that curve. So I think we should be able to hit the ground rolling without, I guess, working out through the kinks for the first couple games.
Is the buzz there for us about the season now that you do have a start, that fixture, and you're actually playing a competitive game this week?
The excitement is there. You know, we haven't played in a game since March, which is, 7 months ago or something like that? And this is something I'm sure none of us have really gone this long without playing a game. So whether it's a regular season game or a scrimmage, I feel like we're going to treat it the same, just given how long it's been since we've been able to get out there.
There's been a number of new signings over the past few months, but no captain yet at the moment. Is that a position you pretty much got every other role and title and accolade to your name? Is that a position that you could potentially see yourself filling or would like to fulfill?
I'm kind of indifferent to it. It doesn't really matter to me. I know I don't have the most outgoing personality, and obviously our amazing captain and Damo, him not being around, we've kind of acknowledged as a team that's not something one guy can fill. Like, as a group, we have to collectively, try to fill that void. So I don't really feel that pressure to, live up to that title, because I think it's going to be a team thing.
So how does that situation unfold? Do the players vote on it? Does Trevor come to a player? Or what's, we probably haven't really had a process in the last 10 years, because Damo is just assumed to be the leader. How does that play out?
Yeah, I'm assuming it's going to be a player's vote type thing. And I'm not sure when that's coming. I think probably a little bit closer to when regular season games come around. But, whatever we decide to vote, it'll be the right player. But, yeah, we don't know who it's going to be just yet.
So is it a role that you would like to do then? I mean, you've been around this group for a number of years. You've been the star player here. But being a leader, is that something that you feel that you would be comfortable doing?
I feel being a captain, it might be a little bit different from my personality. So, like I said, I'm indifferent to it. It's not something I want to just reach out and grab. I'm more of a leader by example, not so much with my voice. So it just depends on what the team feels we need and our captain this year, with so many new pieces and, what's going to be important. So if it's going to be a vocal guy, I may not be the first option for that.
You mentioned it's going to be a long season. We've mentioned the size of this game, and things like that. What does that do to the way you play and the team will play, how you'll handle compressed fixtures and things like that? It's going to be a different year.
Yeah, it's just going to be one of those things where you learn on the go. We've never experienced this, but fortunately, none of the other teams have experienced this either. So we don't really hit the panic button. You know, it's going to be different, but considering this is new for all the teams, it levels the playing field. Like, we all got to figure it out on the go, and I'm sure it's something we'll be able to handle, though.
Do you think you have
this good? If that's what they feel is best to ensure safety and just to get the league going, at this point, I haven't really thought too much about it, but I just want to get the season going. So if that's what they feel, then let's do it, if that can start the season.
How many times do you get asked about these trades since you?
A lot more than I would hope to be asked about it, but I still don't know anything.
How often do you think about it, or does it cross your mind at all, or have you just got it in the back of your mind?
Yeah, I mean, it's always been in the back of, like, outside of my mind, because the whole situation's out of my control, and I just have to focus on what's in front of me. But whenever that situation actually becomes reality, I'll deal with it then. But until then, yeah, it's out of sight, out of mind.
Imagine you'd be pretty keen to get a resolution rather soon, though.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be cool, but like I said, it's not something that I'm looking for. Like, we have our season and pretty much a month away, so I've been dying to get out there and play. So that's where all my focus is right now. Yeah, I think just the fact that we've been in the gym a lot the past 3 months or so, 3-4 months, and spending that time pretty much 4 times a week before preseason started, that allowed us to get the chemistry going, whether it was playing pickup games or some individual workouts. Just spending that time day in, day out with the guys, it allows you to build a bond, not only from a basketball standpoint, but you start to gel as well with personalities, and you get to learn what each player is, like some of the new guys are like. So you'll know how to address them, or you know how to talk to them in the pressure battles when the real games start, because that's important too, knowing you can't talk to every player the same way. Yeah, not quite sure. We definitely have a lot of different personnel, but the way we approach what's going to be our strengths depends on how we're defended. And I think we'll be able to learn that after a couple preseason games, and even once we get a couple real games going, that's when we'll be able to tell. But until we're actually defended, we still don't know what we're going to roll with.
Do you